That means an attack is highly likely. The decision follows a taxi explosion in Liverpool on Sunday that killed one man. The motive remains unclear. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont says he will not seek re-election to the seat he has held for eight terms. The 81-year-old Leahy's term expires in January 2023. And closing arguments have begun at Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. On Wall Street, the Dow was ahead 3 points. The Nasdaq is down 70. This is SRN News.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dynovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pet's diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dynovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news is good. We have a string of nice days. Today's still a little bit below normal, but a warming trend is on the way. Cool sunshine today with a high temperature in the middle 60s. Clear skies, not quite as cold tonight. Still chilly, overnight low 40. Tomorrow and Wednesday, warmer, high in the mid-70s both days. Lots of sunshine and maybe a risk of a few spotty showers on Thursday as a front moves through the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. In Troy, a man is dead and five others were shot at a gas station over the weekend. Police say the shooting happened around 2:30 Sunday morning at the Z-Tech in the 800 block of Highway 231. Three people were shot, three others taken to the hospital in private vehicles. Police say one of the victims has died. A violent weekend in the capital city. Three men were injured in a shooting Sunday afternoon. Police say the shooting happened around 1:15 Sunday afternoon in the 300 block of East Patton Avenue. Two of the men have life-threatening injuries. The third is expected to be okay. And Auburn quarterback Bo Nix is done for the season, out with an ankle injury. Nix was injured in a 43-34 loss to Mississippi State that represented the program's biggest collapse after leading 28-3. A team spokesman confirmed that Nix will have surgery on Monday in Birmingham and is done for the season. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
How many of you have pets? My hand's raised. Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life, and that pet is lucky to have you too. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. So we developed Bob's for Dogs and Cats to help pets in need. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear or fun, stylish apparel, or even the cutest Bob's pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love to help save shelter pets. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and raised over $7 million. So while you're getting style and comfort with features like Skechers' famous memory foam cushioning, you're also helping to save an adorable pet in need and helping another lucky owner be connected with a future best friend and companion. Because happiness is having a loving pet by your side. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Happy Monday, Joey.
Hello.
It's been a long time since I had a show without a guest and just had audio and me and you.
Oh, but we're going to play well together, I can tell.
There's a lot going on this Monday in national news. Kind of quiet on the state front, with the exception of the governor officially announcing, which Todd Stacey nailed it, her new chief of staff, which is going to be Liz Fillmore. Not much else going on. Quiet around these parts.
Well, I reported on the Aaliyah and SBI and ABC. And do you know it's the Alabama Alcohol Control or Board of Control? It's two A's, but we only do one. And they're meeting with some national group about alcohol law enforcement as we speak.
Yes. I still think we need to get the state out of the ABC game.
I agree.
That is, when I first moved to the state, I remember looking up the ABC board, and their website was so dated, and it was early ugly. Now they've since updated it to what cost, I don't know. But initially they had all sorts of recipes for drinks on there, like sponsored by the booze companies. And I was like, the whole premise of the state being in control of alcohol is because we're a Bible Belt state and we don't like alcohol. And so we're going to very closely maintain and monitor how and when it's sold and all the good stuff related to that. I have yet to hear a solid argument on why the state is in the alcohol business, although they have fought tooth and nail to keep it in that business. But yeah, I saw there's a conference here. There's a story on it on AL Today, if anybody wants to read more about that. A couple things. One is our Monday morning housekeeping. This is your reminder that we have started over again with our two drawings, drawings, the Sweet Creek and the Mortgage Corporation of the South. Call anytime you call to chat with us about what we're talking about or something else going on in the world around us. Be sure to ask to get in on the drawings. If you have won within the last 90 days, you don't qualify. You have to have a cooling off period. So don't call us and say, I just won 2 weeks ago, but now I want to win again. That's not fair. We're going to let other people win. Did you have a good weekend? Did you get to do your relaxing?
Oh, yeah. I relaxed so hard. How about you?
I had on Saturday, we had the Mid-Alabama Republican Club meeting, and it was me, Jeff Poor, and Steve Flowers. And I was feeling a little spunky, I'm not going to lie. It was a spirited discussion on my part. There were a lot more lawmakers in the room than there usually is. And so that was kind of fun because a lot of them haven't seen me go after the governor the way I do these days. And so, but to my great surprise, there was a whole lot of laughter about my standards for governor, which if you are a listener, first time listener or new listener, and you haven't heard me say this, Governor Kay Ivey very well might be the nicest lady you're going to meet. I don't think she is, but she might be. But my standards for governor are a little bit higher than breathing and not scandal ridden. And when I said that at the meeting, there was a lot of spontaneous laughter by people who can't believe that a politico, if it were, I've been called worse, in Alabama would actually say those things out loud. So the Saturday meeting was great. And then I got to go watch a little football with Jeff Poor and Steve Flowers. So nice. That was even nicer and unexpected. We went to Baumhauer's. Nice. I know how much our listeners love us in Baumhauer's. So we went to Baumhauer's. I've never seen so many TVs in one place. Does the Montgomery Baumhauer's have a kajillion TVs and I just missed it last several times?
And since you were last there, they've renovated the space. So they have even more TVs brand new.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there was a whole lot of TVs at Baumhauer's, and we watched the games and hung out and talked a whole lot of off the record good times from behind the scenes.
Real quick, you've been that's your shtick on Governor Ivey. I get it, and I don't necessarily disagree, but you're leaving something out. I think our governor could drink you under the table.
There is no doubt that our governor could drink me under the table. There is no doubt. She certainly couldn't run circles around me, though, because then she would fall over with or without a dog involved. It's really kind of frustrating because I had someone say to me recently, you should be easier on her. She is a woman in politics. She's a woman. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't care that she's a woman. I want results. I don't want to check a box. Having a woman in a position is exactly how we ended up with Kamala Harris where she is. They were checking boxes. And so, no, I give no extra credit points for her gender. I feel a qualified individual in that office is much better than just a woman. That said, we are still waiting to see if Linda Blanchard is going to get into that race. Jim Ziegler sent out a press release about the trucker who won with just a couple of $100. We'll see. I think our governor's race will heat up. Mark my words. Bob on the line. Hey, Bob.
Rob.
Oh, just kidding. Rob on the line. Hey, Rob.
Bob. I've never heard of this Bob.
I looked and I'm doing good. How was your weekend? Did you find any mushrooms?
I didn't have a spare second all weekend. I've been moving furniture, hauling and stuff all over the country. Not that that's what I do, but did Boston Butt just qualify me for 90 days? Do you remember that?
It did not. You can get in on the drawings.
Okay, well, I do want to get in on Sweet Creek. And every time I call, I always forget to mention it.
All right, Rob, what's up, month and day?
10/14.
All right.
Well, with that said, you haven't really had a lot of time to bring up some conversation topics, have you?
No. Today we'll be talking about, of course, the Rittenhouse trial. I got to respond to Red Top, who said more than once that he doesn't think he should have been walking around with a gun. I think the bigger issue is someone sees a gun and still attacks them. If I see someone with a firearm, I don't feel less safe in their company, and I don't feel like they're going to get me. And so I think that's just a different way of thinking. I've been around plenty of open carry firearms, and I've not been made uncomfortable by any of it.
No. I mean, a gun is a tool many other things. Many other tools can kill you just as easily as a gun if handled correctly or mishandled correctly.
Indeed.
That's really all I've got to throw in. I was just wondering. I wanted to say, hey, it's been a while. That's it.
All right. Well, you take care, Rob. Right. Happy Monday. Right. Have a good week. All right. With that, we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we will get to the many, many topics we have to discuss today. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Back in just a moment.
Listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold the odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hello.
Creature, you only made 3 or 4 movies, and then you hung it up.
That's right, man. You know, I got tired of that Hollywood lifestyle, you know?
But it seems you did pretty well money-wise.
Yeah, man. You know, I made a big roll of dough, and I took it to my friend David Ernest.
The asset preservationist.
That's him, man, you know, and he took really good care of me.
I see.
And, you know, anybody can call David Ernest. Just grab your phone and dial 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So David Ernest takes care of your money. What are you doing these days?
Well, after I got out of the motion picture business, I went to seminary.
Seminary.
That's right, man.
So now you're...
That's right, man. I'm the preacher from the Black Lagoon.
Call David Ernest today, and someone get my agent on the phone.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Joey, I had a good weekend. We did the panel on Saturday. Sunday, a whole lot of family time, just hanging out with the kiddos. Took Isabella to Mass. She is getting a bunny from a friend of hers. I don't know if you saw this on my Twitter feed, but we've been in discussions on whether or not I get say in the naming of the bunny. It seems like the overwhelming consensus, by the way, is that I do not. That since it's her first official pet that she's responsible for, she gets to name it. Did you have a pet growing up, and did you get to name it?
Yeah, sure.
What did you have?
We had a beagle, and it was named Nike because the beagle had a Nike swoosh. Like, it had, you know, beagle coloring, but there was a white spot in the black fur that looked just like a Nike swoosh.
Did you come up with this name?
Yeah, my brother and I did.
Okay.
And then he had a hamster named Spike that got cancer.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, but he ate like carpeting to get out of the room more than his own weight. So I wasn't surprised when the cancer diagnosis came in.
I didn't know you could get cancer by eating carpet, but okay. I've heard stranger things. All right. Well, they came up with, so if it is a boy bunny, he will be named Nibbles.
All right.
And if it is a girl bunny, they have a jar of names to which I wanted to contribute 3 names, and my names were rejected. So there's that. But I call her Snugs the Bug because she started off as just my snuggle bug, my snuggly bug, and then it got shortened to Snugs the Bug. And so I wanted to name the bunny Snugs the Bunny. And I thought I was all sorts of clever, and she thinks I'm ridiculous. I don't know how I went from being cool to being like the eye roll mom, but suddenly I am the eye roll mom. She's like, oh, mom, that's so awful. That's just such an awful name. Goodness gracious. All right, well, so Snugs the Bunny has been rejected, and we'll see what happens from here. So among the top topics today, let's see, I have a whole email here of things we're going to talk about. One is, there's so much happening with the economy. We'll start with throwback sake. So this is Psaki before the Biden presidency talking about Biden moments.
Does it concern you at all? Seems like another record player moment, kind of.
Yeah, look, there have been a number of moments where even those of us who have affection for Vice President Biden think, what on earth is happening right now?
Yeah, Jen Psaki, that's where we are right now. I don't know if you saw the press conference where he walked out and everybody was still behind him, and he was like, where is everybody? It was a precious moment for anyone except the president of the United States, in which you're going, wait, what? It feels like it's getting worse and worse, this president and him. You know, it's not even the what I call cute moments of him not knowing where he is or what he's doing. It's the bigger issue of how do you tackle the world's problems? How do you tackle the supply chain crisis and what's going on in the recovery of COVID? And how do you understand the true ramifications of your policies if you are seemingly unable to just understand and comprehend the daily what's going on around you? And so when I saw the Psaki clip, I thought this has been a man who has had these moments for quite a while, and throughout the campaign, and now even in the presidency, we're getting to a point where it is worse and worse. And then on top of that, stories coming out late last week and throughout the weekend of how bad Kamala Harris is and how her staff is backing away from her. There's a lot of discord about the way she's handled even the assignments she's given. There was a reporter who asked her about international issues, and she looked like she had no idea what was going on around her. And so when I see Biden confused and I see Harris just clearly in over her head, I think we truly have a problem in this nation. And this is where why our elections are so very important. And so I'm ready to unring this Biden bell. And I'm hoping that conservatives in this country put up someone who is going to fight him. Red Top on the line. Hey, Red Top.
Good Monday to you, folks.
Did you call to argue with me about guns?
Pardon me?
I said, did you call to argue with me about guns?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm always right. And I'm older than you. In fact, I realize now I'm older than everybody that works at that radio station, except for Larry Stevens. It's a reality I'm living with now, guys, but I damn sure don't act old. Don't you worry.
Well, older doesn't mean right. Look at Joe Biden.
Let me tell you what. I think you're falling into the same damn hole everybody else is with Joe Biden. He's not as damn senile as you think he is. It's a great cover. He's doing all kinds of crap under the disguise of senility.
I think a lot of people around him are doing a whole lot of crap, but pun intended. I don't think he's doing a lot of crap.
He's been around a long time. He's a slick operator like what he did with Emmanuel Macron in taking that nuclear sub deal out from under the French. That's not the act of a senile man or a staff. That is Joe Biden that did that, and he backstabs. He acts like he don't know what the hell's going on, and then he goes and does something. He knows what the hell he's doing. That's my opinion, and you keep watching it. Now, on the Voice of Alabama Politics, with Josh Moon and the two Brit people who are not related to Katie Britt, all they talk about, Katie Britt's in the lead, and April Marie, all anybody talks about, how she has the most money, and she's highest in the poll, okay?
Red Top, first off, before I let you get into your pontificating about this, I want to tell you, in case you missed it early on in the show, we don't mention those three people or that news outlet on this during this 3 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for telling me. I won't mention them again. But
I have no problem saying this on air. There's some skim of the earth over there, And I cannot tolerate some of what they have done under the name and guise of news. And so, but yes, they are very much infatuated with that U.S. Senate race.
Yeah, okay. But still, back to my point, all anybody talks about were they in the polls and how much money they're raising. There's not one issue Katie Britt has brought up she's going to try to remedy or give me a reason to vote for. And this goes with all of them. Again, what the hell are these people going to do to make life cheaper and better for me?
So who are you voting for right now? If the election was held tomorrow, which of the candidates would you vote for, Red Top?
Oh, it ain't going to be Katie Britt. She don't have the sense to stay away from religion. And let me tell you what Pat Robertson said. They asked Pat Robertson straight up. Do you even know who that is, April Marie?
I do know who Pat Robinson is, yes.
Rob Burkson, the preacher. He just retired from the 800-700 club. And they asked him point blank, do you think it was a mistake to run as a Christian conservative? He said, absolutely. I made a big mistake. It cut out 50% of the voters right away. Now,
how come... Red Top, I hate to break it to you. Nobody running as a Christian conservative in the state of Alabama is losing votes. I mean, maybe they lose yours, but you are in the minority of minorities of minorities in this case. Of the voters of this state love themselves some God and country.
Okay, but see, April Marie, here again, what is she going to do besides talk about God?
Well, she's been on both my program and Joey's program multiple times talking about what she would like to do up there.
Has she mentioned one policy?
She's mentioned a whole lot of policies, but I'm not working with the Katie Britt's campaign, so I'm not going to sit here and stump for her, but I'll tell you, pay better attention next time they're on.
I pay real good attention.
All right, Red Top. You're being so contrary. Get better ways to spend your time than watching that garbage on the TV. Joey's shaking your head over there. That's a rule. We don't talk about that garbage, their garbage website or their garbage TV show on this program. We have higher standards. Red Top, you're wrong about a whole lot of things. But I like your insistence that you're not. You got to take that passion and fire and do something productive with it.
Sorry, I was distracted by the continuing flame wars between Elon Musk and Bernie Sanders on the Twitter.
Oh, are they back at it again this
morning? Well, the latest thing Musk said is Bernie is a taker, not a maker.
Yeah. Yeah, Elon.
Goodness gracious. Well, all right. Well, we are going to come back. We're going to get into the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. For those who aren't watching it closely or at work and haven't been able to watch it closely, the judge dismissed the firearm charge, the idea that he wasn't allowed to have the rifle he had. And so that's going to make some liberal minds blow up and explode this morning. But closing arguments coming in. The media didn't know what to do with themselves. The headlines out there talking about the judge's ringtone and the judge's lunch joke and all about making it all about the judge goes to further the idea that they know they don't have a case and that Rittenhouse is about to walk away with this. We'll also get into some of the threats that the judge has received and Rittenhouse and his family has received. What a bizarre world we live in when people openly are threatening the judge, burn the city down and all of that stuff. So we'll get into all that and more state issues in just a moment. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Murray. Back in a second.
Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know, they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The more options you have, the better, Alabama. So if you have Medicare, give yourself choice and flexibility with United Healthcare. As Alabama's number one Medicare Advantage plan provider, United Healthcare offers plans designed to meet your health and budget needs with great benefits like a $0 plan premium, low copay on covered prescriptions, and more. Take advantage of your options. Call United Healthcare today at 1-855-605-3184. That's 1-855-605-3184. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam broadcasting live and in living color. One of my favorite places, Capital Pond, for the Blue Water Broadcasting Annual Holiday Food Drive to benefit the Montgomery Area Food Bank. By the way, this is the last week. Now, we're going to be here until 1 o'clock. We've been going since 11:30, as a matter of fact, and had several people come by and drop off some food, some non-perishable food items. Hey, it doesn't take but a second for crying out loud. Why don't you do that? You'll feel so much better about yourself. This is the last week. I'll be here to 1 o'clock. Food goes to the Montgomery Area Food Bank. We look forward to seeing you. Let's let everybody have happy holidays, won't you? Come on by. Capital Pond, located on Highway 14 in Millbrook.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The Victory Land Casino 7 days of giveaways is going on right now. We're giving away $250,000. Drawings throughout December. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news is good. We have a string of nice days. Today's still a little bit below normal, but a warming trend is on the way. Cool sunshine today with a high temperature in the middle 60s. Clear skies, not quite as cold tonight. Still chilly, overnight low 40. Tomorrow and Wednesday, warmer. High in the mid-70s both days. Lots of sunshine. And maybe a risk of a few spotty showers on Thursday as a front moves through the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tommy Tuberville, and you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
It is another gorgeous day. Isn't it cool, Joey? I'm getting very excited about the cooler it's getting.
Yeah, I like it too.
Every day is boot weather. It brings joy to my heart. I just sent you the beginning of the closing arguments by prosecution, in which the prosecutor is just digging himself into a hole here. We're going to start with this as we take a quick look at what's going on in the Rittenhouse trial.
I brought a gun. He brought his AR-15. That's why he's got to come up with this cockamamie theory that Joseph Rosenbaum was not only going to take the gun, but take it and then turn it on the defendant. And the defendant actually told you that he thought Joseph Rosenbaum was going to take that gun and not only kill him, but kill other people, which is really ironic considering the defendant is the one who killed people in this case and the only one. But putting that aside, they have to convince you that Joseph Rosenbaum was going to take that gun and use it on the defendant because they know you can't claim self-defense against an unarmed man like this. You lose the right to self-defense when you're the one who brought the gun, when you're the one creating the danger, when you're the one provoking and brought a gun.
You lose the right to self-defense when you're the one who brought the gun. So without a gun, no one in the world can pose a threat to anyone else. If I'm armed and you're unarmed, Joey, and you're choking me out, but I have the gun, I'm the one in the wrong because it can't be self-defense. It makes absolutely no sense. You're attacking me with a skateboard, but I'm the one with the gun, so I'm the one in the wrong. You're chasing me. You're reaching for my firearm. It's this sort of stupidity that the left shows their ignorance of firearms. People have firearms. I've owned firearms. I'm 40 years old. I have owned a firearm since I was 18 years old. The overwhelming majority of my life, I've had concealed carry permits. And never once have I shot anybody. Shockingly, never once has my life been threatened in that way. If my life were threatened, chances are I would have shot somebody because I carry a firearm for self-defense. He was carrying a firearm that night for self-defense. He wanted to defend property and be able to defend himself against somebody who was going to harm him. And that's what he did. This is an argument that you wouldn't hear in a lot of places of this country. And I don't think it's a winning argument where they are in Kenosha either, because there are a lot, and by a lot, I mean the overwhelming majority of lawful firearm owners, or people who even know lawful firearm owners, who know that they have no ill intent. I disagree with this prosecutor. I disagree with Red Top's premise and the premise of anybody who says he had a firearm, therefore he was looking for trouble. It's just not true. It's not an accurate statement. By having a firearm, one is not seeking trouble. Again, in most cases, do you know what happened when Florida concealed carry permits went up? Crime against Floridians went down. Crime shifted. It went to where the areas where crime was happening changed, because then the bad guys started targeting people who they knew weren't going to have concealed carry permits, who weren't going to be carrying concealed. What is a bad guy afraid of? A bad guy is afraid of a good guy with a gun, whether that good guy be law enforcement or other. Firearms pose a much deeper threat for those with mental health issues, mental illness. But we don't talk about those issues near as much as we talk about violent crime. Absolutely annoyed with this whole thing. Over the weekend, Congresswoman Karen Bass took to CNN to tell Jack Tapper that, is it Tapper or Tapper?
Yeah, it's Jake.
I said Jake.
I said Jack.
Oh, Jack, Jake. It is Jake. I don't know why I
Jake said Jake. Tapper.
Yeah, Tapper. That's it. On State of the Union, that Rittenhouse's mother should be held responsible for his behavior that day and should be criminally liable for all of this. Democrats around the country, could you imagine that as a winning message? If your child does something, the parents are responsible. Who would that? And of course, she continued the argument. This trial is about race. Who would that hurt? Well, it would hurt minorities. It would hurt low income. It would hurt a lot of people who have nothing to do with their youth's behavior. Her premise is that the mother drove him there, where he then acquired a firearm, and then all this happened. So the mother is to blame. There are a lot of circumstances in which mothers can be to blame for their children's behavior. I don't believe this is one of them. 272-9228 if you want to get in on this conversation.
Indeed, 272-9228. Sorry to step on you, but we have some breaking tangential news to the Rittenhouse case.
Yes.
All independent streams of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial have been taken down by YouTube over quote-unquote policy violations, but CBS News' stream on YouTube is still running.
That's weird.
Yep.
And I say weird. It's so obvious the way that this coverage in this case has gone from the minute it happened and it transpired until even today. I am truly concerned about the idea of people going to riot again if he is acquitted, as he should be based on all the evidence and what we know now. People threatening to riot all over the country. People threatening the judge. We are just in a weird and dark time for our nation when this is what happens with a court case.
Well, it shouldn't be this way. It shouldn't be the spectacle. Honestly, you and I, like I talked about this in my last hour too, April Marie, and Jeff Deist made the fantastic point that our court system is supposed to be, and this is from hundreds of years of common law and that tradition, about the specifics of the case, the specific individuals, and it's about that local town and judge and the laws of Kenosha and the state of Wisconsin. The fact that this is a national, if not international, spectacle is a problem, a massive problem from the get-go.
I agree. Reading a story, vile messages sent to Rittenhouse judge, including death threats against his children and notes calling him a KKK member. There were countless stories about his ringtone. And I've said this before, but I think we should all be alarmed when patriotism is considered racism in this country. This man has a patriotic ringtone. Does that make him a racist? No. And if you think it does, that makes you stupid. All right, we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, more on this, and then we're going to get to state issues, including this literacy rate and what's going on with legislation related to math and math, creating a math and math standards that mirrors the Literacy Rate Act. Back in just a moment, you're listening to Straight Talk with April Murray.
Hey, peeps, you're listening to Straight Talk with April Murray, my mom.
Straight Talk with April Murray on News Talk 93.1. Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and a...
Joey, sing out. Sing out. Cigarettes.
Huh?
I want a girl. You're mouthing the words over there.
Yeah, I'm not going to ruin a great song.
All right. We'll keep an eye on what's going on with the Rittenhouse trial, but we're going to move away from that to what's going on here in the state. A couple different things. One is there has been a strong response to the governor saying she wants to delay with the support of some legislators, even those who are known to be supportive. More supportive of students, she wants to delay the Literacy Act by a year. I still cannot for the life of me understand why they would do this. It is a ploy to make the administration to help the administration and to not deal with the difficulties and challenges of keeping a whole lot of students in third grade. But it does not help the students, and it's incredibly frustrating. We've got a recording of Smitherman we're going to go to, but first we'll hit our line. We've got, here we go. Okay, we've got Ashley on the line. Hey, Ashley, perfect timing. How's it going?
Hey, Ava Marie, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, okay. I'm so excited to hear from you. It's always a pleasure when we get to hear from one of the A-team over there, the stars over at Mortgage Corporation of the South. Don't let John know I said that.
Absolutely. I always love calling in, and I'm glad I got the opportunity to call in today.
All right. So, yeah. Well, tell our listeners a little bit about some of what y'all are doing over there at Mortgage Corporation of the South.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, with Veterans Day last week, I know John talked up the VA loans a lot over the last few weeks, but we still have some great programs and great rates for those veterans out there who have either already taken advantage of a VA loan and maybe just need a reduction in their rate. We have the VA interest rate reduction loan, which does not require any out-of-pocket cost, no appraisal, and no income verification needed. They're really, really easy, really fast closings. We've got some great rates for those, as well as cash out refinancing on VA, where you can go up to 100% of your home's value for cash out. So we have some great programs all around for the VA, for the veterans out there.
All right. What other services do y'all offer in terms of the loans? I always try to explain those equity loans.
We offer some equity loans if a property is either paid for or almost paid for. If you have a home, mobile home and land, or a tract of land, or even an automobile, we're able to help people with slow credit, bad credit, or no credit at all to get you the money you need to either repair some credit and get you back on track to where you can, you know, go out and buy a house or buy a new car, or, you know, need some home improvements or even some money for Christmas. We can do that as well. We have a program all over.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in. Tell our listeners where they can find you.
You can find us. Give us a call. You'll speak with one of the A team, either myself, Elena, or Anne Marie. You can reach us at 567 567- 9,000. That's an easy number that John wanted to get last year. That's 567-9000. Give us a call and see what we can do to help y'all out.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Ashley. I think are we going to hear from you tomorrow as well?
I believe so. I think you have me for the next couple of days.
Sure. I love it. All right. Well, you have a wonderful day. You guys give her a call, 567-9000, 567-9000.
Company NMLS 232-876. Can't forget that one.
All right. You got it. You have a great day.
Thank you, April Marie. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Mortgage Corporation of the South is an equal housing lender. All right, Joey, we are going to go to the, I've got to send you an audio clip right there about Literacy Act and Smitherman, just above where your little mousie is. And yes, I said mousie.
What was that? I'm going to report you to HR. Anyway, this is Smitherman?
Yes.
All right.
The one year thing that we're just kind of trying to kick it down the road, and what concerns me is that it seems like we're just trying to get past this year, which is an election year, you know, and then, but the one year, all it does is just get us past this year, and that's it. That doesn't address, first of all, the criteria in which the veto was established in the first place.
Governor Ivey said Wednesday at a meeting of the state school board that she will ask lawmakers to delay for 1 year the requirement to hold back third graders who don't meet reading benchmarks.
That's everything. And I'm surprised. I think what ended up happening was Governor Ivey knew she could not do that pass the literacy rate, go ahead and sign the literacy rate, which was a bill which she vetoed. Which would have put it pushed it further away. And so this is somewhat of a concession, is this 1 year. But what we're looking at is setting kids up to fail. And that's what we need to focus on. We don't need to focus on the politics around this. We don't need to focus on those who are crying that they don't have the resources, the AEA, the teachers, the administrators. Trust me, I get it. And we're going to get into that after a little after this top of the hour break, some of the issues we have with teacher retention in this state, or even attracting teachers, which is an issue that is being talked about a lot this week. There is a story on Alabama Daily News that was, and it was actually carried statewide, about the teacher shortage. And so I wish that those who are in a position of power would say what this is about, because this is not about helping the children who can't read on grade level at third grade. What this is about is making the life of the administrators and the teachers easier. And while I have a great sympathy for how challenging it is, I think that our first and foremost priority has to be the students themselves. I am a mother of a third grader, and the jump from second to third grade was quite substantial in terms of the work, and the jump from third grade to fourth grade is even harder. And so to put these children in a position of failing and having to fail up, because you know darn well that once they get moving up, they're going to continue moving up, whether or not they ever get up to where they need to be in reading or writing. And that is unfair to them. It's unfair to their classmates. It's unfair to the teachers. And it's the wrong thing to do. I find it a problem that those who are seeking solutions that are for the wrong thing. They're seeking solutions for the administrative problem and not necessarily for the children. Let's not kid ourselves. We would be having a ginormous literacy problem even if COVID hadn't come. We would be having a tremendous amount of students who would be held back even if we weren't dealing with COVID virtual learning, even if we weren't dealing with classes opening and closing and the problems associated with COVID. And so COVID is a convenient excuse for those who didn't want the Literacy Act to start with. Educators and lawmakers are now pushing the state, particularly with retirement packages, greater retirement packages, to attract more teachers. You know what's going to attract teachers? is having a state where we put education on the forefront of our issues. And I mean that. I mean, we have a K through 12 program that is awful in the overwhelming majority of the state that isn't meeting basic standards. Teachers don't want to come here because they don't want to be in our classrooms because they know the burden is on them because these kids haven't been taught the basics. Watched people cry about school, charter schools not getting these kids higher and higher. Well, you take a kid out of a failing school who can't read and can't do math and you move them their schools, the teachers in the new schools have a lot of catch up to do. Incredibly frustrating, Joey.
Yes, it is.
It's just, I look at this and I wish I hope for a governor's race where this is actually going to be talked about. People asked me this weekend, do I think the governor, Kay Ivey, could actually be challenged and lose? And I think she can. And I think the issue that all comes down to will be education. I believe we look at what happened in Virginia. We look at what's happening around our country. We look at what's happening here in Alabama and how our kids can't read. They can't do simple math. And we say we have to do better by them. Alabama pays starting teachers with more than neighboring states. But over time, every state except Tennessee will eventually pay more than Alabama. In 2019 and 20, the top salary for a teacher with a bachelor's degree was $52,609. In Florida, it's $60,000. Tiger on the line. Hey, Tiger.
Hey, April, would you be in favor of bringing the high school graduation exam back?
You know, I don't know what was on the high school graduation exam, but I feel like our high school graduates should at least be able to pass the requirements that are on a GED test.
Well, it was the hardest. One of the hardest graduation exams in the country. A lot of people couldn't pass it, so social promotion, even if it did happen, that didn't automatically lead to graduation.
Well, I don't think that standardized testing is necessarily the solution, although I think standardized testing, which the kids are going through right now, my daughter's actually doing her third grade testing right now, I think standardized testing shows us where our deficiencies are, knowing that not every kid is good at tests. Man, I was awful at tests. I was awful at the SATs. But I knew the material, and it is a good down and dirty way to know where our students are.
You took the graduation exam, right? You took the high school graduation exam before they got rid of it, right?
I didn't. I'm from Florida, and we didn't have a exam at the end. We took our LSATs or our ACTs.
Okay, well, there used to be a comprehensive exam, and if you didn't pass that, you just didn't graduate. So even if you were socially promoted, you wouldn't get that high school diploma. I think it's better without it because you need a high school diploma, and that holds you back more. But it sounds like you're in favor of it because if you have that mechanism, social promotion doesn't matter because that doesn't lead to graduation.
Well, the fact that we are graduating illiterate students is absolutely, I don't have a word in my vocabulary for it. It's insanity. It's pure insanity that we have students who are graduating who can't do the basics. And this is a problem. And we have a state that used to be controlled by the teachers' union.
When we had the graduation exam, they didn't graduate.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Tiger. I'm not in favor of the testing necessarily at graduation. I think that we should not be graduating people who are illiterate. I think but they shouldn't be getting to all the way through their 12th year before someone realizes there's a problem. We need to catch them early and hold them back. And we need to stop social promotion. And we have a lot of schools promoting kids, especially the kids with behavioral problems, because they want it to be someone else's problem. This is someone else's problem. And it's turned into our problem as a state. All right, we're going to move on from this issue and head to other national topics when we get back. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Murray on this lovely Monday.